Ganesh for being here with us today. You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Well, this is a special day to be broadcasting. It's truly a Tuesday, as in T-W-O, the number two. It's 2/22/2022, what is known as a palindrome. And I had a chance to talk with Brian Blitz this morning about patterns and numbers. He teaches math at the University of Alaska Southeast. Maybe we could start off by having you explain what is a palindrome. Because a lot of people see that word and they think, oh, a Sarah Palindrome, the way it's spelled. It's not that.
It's definitely not that. If you want to think about numbers, a palindrome is the same digits if you look at it the forward direction or the backward direction. And so, as an example, just 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 3, 2, 1 would be a palindrome.
Well, people get really obsessed when there are palindromes on the calendar. How rare are these patterns on the calendar?
They're fairly rare, although I'll just say, like, since 2001, and I'm not sure we're still on a palindrome, but from 2001 to 2012, there was always like January 1st, 2001 would be like 1-1-1, and then there was 2-2-2 on February 2nd, 2002. And so that goes all the way up to December 12th, 2012, which I think there was maybe a movie about. But
so a lot of people attach significance to these numbers. How about you as a mathematician?
As a math person, I don't attach significance. I just appreciate things like that. I'll even go as far as say, like, if I have an option to park my car in a number that's prime versus a number that's not prime, I'll park my car in a number that's prime.
Given that you appreciate numbers, obviously, as a mathematician, you probably are aware of so many patterns that mostly fly over our heads. So aside from palindromes, what are some other patterns that you appreciate?
I know nationwide, a lot of the math clubs that are associated to universities almost always have a math club day on March 14th, which is 314. And then the special year was March 14th, 2015, because it was 31415, and now we've got the five digits of pi. And I always think that that's a little bit shortchanging pi because we're only getting it a few of its digits rather than more of its digits. But I can still appreciate that. There's also the Fibonacci sequence is as soon as November 23rd, 2058, that gives you the first six Fibonacci numbers in the date.
Now, what's a Fibonacci number?
Fibonacci numbers are just... if you start with 1 and 1, and then you add those two to get the next one, and then you add 1 and 2 to get 3, and then you add 2 and 3 to get 5, and then you add 3 and 5 to get 8, you add 5 and 8 to get 13, et cetera, et cetera. That's what's known as the Fibonacci sequence.
So yet another pattern. What is it about patterns that we as human beings seem to love?
I think the human mind actually is attracted to patterns, is what really is the case. And so we're like, without even thinking about it, we're trying to appreciate patterns. Some people have sort of more of that characteristic than others, but I think everyone has that sort of, I don't know, innate sense of finding patterns in things.
And so today, on this very special Tuesday, literally as in T-W-O Tuesday, are you going to do anything special to mark this day?
I honestly probably won't, besides talking on the radio, but I will have some fun times with my classes this afternoon. Thanks to you.
Thanks. Thank you, Brian Blitz, who has been teaching at the University of Alaska Southeast since 2000, appropriate for this Tuesday. He teaches all levels of math, but his areas of specialty include geometry, graph theory, and algebra.